Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm excited to be here with you. I know many of you, or probably most of you, perhaps all of you, are just coming over from the Legal Shield Live North America Zoom. Welcome to all of you joining us from that. We're getting everybody logged in here. Appreciate you being with us live on the call this evening, and a special welcome also to all of you that are catching the replay of this very important Thursday night call. As leaders, this is a leadership call. I want to make sure that everybody is communicating with your team. It's totally appropriate while I'm talking here at the top of the call for you to be texting members of your organization. Make sure, just confirm, hey, are you on the call? Hey, did you get into the call? Are you logged in? Are you listening to the call? Because this is a call you're going to want your entire team to be hearing in real time. I have standing by Mr. Mike Riches as well as Mr. Mark Riches, and they're going to be sharing with you some very important information for you and your team. But before I go to either of those gentlemen, I want to remind everybody that there is incredible opportunity on the table with these $5,000 bonuses that Legal Shield has on the table. Now listen, I could spend the whole call talking about incentives and programs and dollars that Legal Shield wants to put into our bank accounts. I'm just going to focus on this one very simple, easy for you to qualify for drawing that is still happening here in the month of March. And as we heard about that on the Zoom, for those of you that were with us, all you have to do to be in the running, to have your name drawn, and to be one of the four that are going to earn a $5,000 bonus is be Performance Club Pro qualified here in the month of March. And as we're a little bit past the halfway mark in the month, check your Performance Club points. You need $120 in premium and one new associate on your team in the month of March, and you are qualified for Performance Club Pro for this contest. And incredibly enough, they're going to draw, Legal Shield is going to draw names and deposit $5,000 for each of those names drawn into that person's bank account. And we have folks in this team that have won thousands of dollars from these drawings, won cars and trips from these drawings. You may be saying, you know, I've never known anybody to win a drawing. Well, I can't say that because in the 16 years I have been here, I have seen people go on exotic vacations, get massive amounts of cash deposited in their account, drive away in brand new sports cars, all having their names drawn from incentive programs just like this one. So again, here in the month of March, write $120 in premium and recruit an associate onto your team to get qualified for the drawing. And a special incentive here in the team for all of us in this organization to do it and do it now. Your leaders are announcing tonight that as soon as you reach $120 in premium and one new associate recruited onto your team to qualify for the drawing, you're also going to have your choice of a custom website bundle, which would be the website bundles for our B2B producers in the field. And I'm sure Mr. Mike Riches will mention what that custom website bundle is all about, or 250 resumes for those of you that are building a team, and I hope that's every single one of you listening. And you don't have to wait till the end of the month. As soon as you qualify with $120 in premium and one new associate on your team, just shoot an email to support@successteamworld.com. Again, that's support@successteamworld.com. And we will get you your choice of either the custom website bundle or 250 resumes for you to go out there and launch or grow your international team of professional producers. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to step out of the way. We're going to go now to Cookeville, Tennessee, to the founder of the Success Team, $700,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, and platinum world council member, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. What a great Zoom call we had with our corporate leaders, and featured Mike Riches on there as well. Great job to all of them. And just an exciting time. Wow, what an interesting time. In my 25 years in Legal Shield business, I've never been more excited than right now. And I just want to really start with this message. This is a great time to build your Legal Shield business. And I hope you don't think I'm just saying that to try and motivate. I mean, we are having record recruiting right now. I mean, in my 25 years, I've probably not seen this many associates joining on a daily basis. I mean, we're hitting triple digits every single day. I just enrolled personally my fourth associate yesterday morning. I mean, there are a lot of people looking right now. We have a record number of guest accounts right now. I mean, this week was one of our biggest weeks ever in the history of our team. Record number of associates, as Don Thompson mentioned. You know, millions of people right now are being asked to work from home. It doesn't get better than that. I mean, that is a perfect storm for each of us. Millions of people facing major legal issues with the economy downturning, and you know, working from home creates liabilities and stuff. I mean, it's just a perfect storm for us to take full advantage of, and I hope you are taking full advantage of that. We have a virtual recruiting system. We didn't have to come up with one. A lot of companies and businesses are scrambling right now to come up with things. We already had a virtual recruiting system, meaning you can send someone a business overview website or using your Prospect by LegalShield system. You can send material, information, websites to people anywhere, and it's unlimited. You can send as many out a day as you want. And I can promise you this, more people are looking right now than ever before, literally than ever before. We have a virtual training system. We didn't have to come up with this week. We already have it. We have access to more training and information on our website. Just go take a minute and log on to your Success Team back office and just look at that back office and say, this is available to every new person. They can listen to all the conference calls for the last 2 years, both on the business solution sides and on the team building side, like this leadership call. We have all the webinars that Mike just mentioned. Mike mentioned on the Zoom, that available already. They've always been on our site. We have business solutions training. We have recruiting training. We have our last two leadership trainings, live leadership trainings available there. Literally thousands of hours of audio and video available for a person. If they want to learn how to do this business, all they got to do is plug in, and they can learn how to do this business. And now LegalShield's making available the Fast Start trainings and the through Zoom. And so, again, we have a virtual training system in place. Our business is recession-proof, and I really mean that. I remember in 2008 when the economy turned down, and I remember when, you know, the big three automakers were looking for a bailout, and I remember Harlan Stonecipher getting on that stage, and he says, you know, we are a cash-rich company. Sounded just like Jeff Bell today. We've got millions, tens of millions of dollars in cash. Harlan said, we don't need a bailout. And, you know, I remember at that event in Las Vegas in the middle of the recession, July, it felt like July. I think it was July of 2008. LegalShield gave me a bonus check on that stage for $95,000, and my brother Mike got a check for $65,000 in bonuses. We paid out, you know, a lot of money. I don't know what the total was, but it was a bunch of money in bonuses, just like the company is today, just like they were last week, and without missing a beat, they'll pay out the bonuses next week. And they'll pay 10,000 people are receiving residual income checks from LegalShield every single month. Every one of those checks will go out this month. They're not going to get an email saying, hey, you know, because of the economy and the virus and all this, you know, your check's going to be delayed. There's no delay. It's all electronic. It's all direct deposit. And then they'll all go out without missing a step. I hope you're proud of that. I am proud of that. People are accessing the legal system by telephone, and thank goodness we have an app now which makes it virtually accessible to literally everyone can access the membership tools. Our ID Shield is done over the phone and over the app. We enroll members and associates online. Everyone has a plan overview website. You know, everyone in our team has a business overview website. It's set up. If you're an associate, you have that site. You go under My Website Links, and there it is. Every one of our team members has a plan overview website, which gives your prospect a powerful membership presentation, and then anyone can enroll right there online. How many of those can you send out a day? There's no limit. There's no cost. No cost to anyone in our team. I mean, I hope you see the value and how prepared we are for this very moment in time. The company, I know, is doing everything possible to help us build. They announced several of those things on this Zoom conference call that we just got off of. Online briefings, Zoom meetings, Fast Start trainings now online, business solution trainings, daily motivation, daily trainings on the Facebook page. I mean, there's more bonuses available right now. I was having a conversation yesterday with Chris Corley, who him and I are competing on being the top recruiter. And I just want to state I'm ahead of him right now, today. I might not be ahead of him tomorrow, but we are competing very aggressively to be both double-digit recruiters. But I was talking to him, and I said, you know, there's more money on the table right now than ever before. And he kind of challenged that, and he said, are you being serious? Because he works here in my office on the ranch, and he overlooks $1 million estate every day. And he said, you know, I just don't understand how it built all this. And I spent a bunch of time with him breaking it down of what it used to be compared to what it is now. And I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm just going to tell you, it's a lot better now. Mike, you've been around 15 years. It's a lot better now. Jim Tanner, you've been around over a decade. It's a lot better now than it was 5 years ago, for sure what it was 10 years ago. It's better today than it was a year ago. There is more money on the table for someone that wants to go build than I've ever seen in my 25 years, and I just don't know how it could get any better than it is right now. It's times like this that I really appreciate the residual income that I've built over the last 25 years. You know, I was talking to my wife the other day as we were walking, and I just said, you know, it's so nice to know that even if, you know, no one sells a plan, I still get paid, you know, $400,000 a year in residual income. And it just, you know, I hope everyone is aiming for that, to get yourself financially secure. There's so many people scrambling right now. I mean, they're unprepared for anything. Like people that have been furloughed or laid off or downsized through the restaurants or bars and all the different, you know, businesses out there, they have no cash reserve. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and it just makes me realize how volatile people are, and how they live day to day. I mean, it's like they have no preparation. They basically go bankrupt if they miss a check or two. You don't have to live like that. We offer a better way here at Legal Shield. We offer a more secure way. Every membership you sell builds residual income for you and your family, and it gets you a step closer to financial independence. Every time you recruit a new associate, you're stepping toward financial independence. Some will take advantage of this unique moment of time and will recruit in their teams the future leaders of Legal Shield. I truly believe with the numbers coming in, some of the biggest leaders of Legal Shield will be recruited in the next few months. They'll position themselves and their family for true financial independence. Unfortunately, some will sit around, they'll watch the news, they won't take advantage of the slowing down time, as Mike mentioned on the Zoom, and do any personal development, and they'll come out on the other side of this, hopefully still alive, right? Hopefully we'll all be living, but they'll have accomplished absolutely nothing. They won't be a better person. They won't think any different because they didn't plug into personal development and they're not one step closer to financial freedom. I hope that's not you. I challenge you to take advantage of every day and build financial freedom for you and your family. God bless each of you. Be safe and let's build hard. We've got a few days left in the month, a week left. Let's take full advantage of every moment of every day. Be sure that every one of us are PC Pro by the end of the month so that we are all in that drawing for that $5,000. They're doing four of them. It's 20 grand on the table. That's a reason enough right there. If that's all that you didn't get a commission, didn't get a residual, no chance to get a Performance Club bonus check, which all of those are available for doing that. But if none of that was there and you had a chance to make $5,000 in a drawing, it's worth going out and doing that little bit of activity over the next 10 days to lock yourself in. And wouldn't it be fun to sit there and watch them pull your name as one of those four names as they give away that $20,000 on stage in the first week of April. With that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches, and I can't agree with you more than that. I appreciate you jumping on the call and sharing those thoughts this evening. And you talked a lot about Mr. Mike Riches, who spoke on our North America Zoom with Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, with Don Thompson, the president of the network division, all of the division heads and executives. And we have him here, of course, as one of the leaders here in Success Team. Please welcome from the Dallas, Texas market, Mr. Mike Riches. Mr. Riches.
Awesome. And Mr. Tanner, I hope that you can hear me okay. Can I just ask if you can?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, listen, folks, good evening to everybody, and thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday evening to join a call like this. I am just so impressed continually by the commitment of our organization, and I just could not agree more with everything that Mark Riches shared. I mean, he's exactly right, and I know we're probably preaching to the choir on that, but we've always felt like we have a competitive edge in this business and the resources that we make available, and right now, that we are certainly seeing that. And I'm grateful to him for his leadership and for his constant desire to provide that advantage to our team. And I feel when it comes to business solutions, I feel like the time this week has been a crazy week. There's no question about it. People, on average, take about 72 hours. That was the stat that Abby Parker shared last night on that webinar. It takes about 72 hours for most people to mentally adjust to a new situation. And so, you know, being hunkered down, sheltering in place, not being able to go out, it takes people a little bit of time. Businesses, it's taken them time to adjust to that this week. But I truly believe we've got an incredible opportunity. Next, let's see, well, we don't know how long, right? Whether this is going to take 3 months, whether it's going to take 6 months, you know, 6 weeks, we don't know how long it's going to take to kind of get back to normal. But I'm going to tell you, over the next few weeks, things are going to slow down. I know I talked about this on the Zoom meeting, so forgive me for repeating myself, but things are going to slow down. And that's why it's a great time for recruiting. That's why it's a great time for building a team and growing your organization. Mr. Jeff Bell mentioned on that, you know, think of all the people. He mentioned real estate agents, or maybe it was Don Thompson, but real estate agents, for example, that they're not showing a whole lot of houses right now, you know, and they've got a lot of time on their plate. So maybe they weren't interested in listening to you 6 weeks ago, but for the next few weeks, they're going to have some downtime. And a lot of those people are going to be interested in something that pays out residual income. To me right now, that is the number one carrot, the number one hook that I'm using in recruiting is our residual income. Many of you probably has been that way for quite some time. But I'm going to tell you, those who are receiving residual income, I saw Judy Johnston made a post, I think it was on Facebook earlier this week, where she said, hey, I'm so grateful I'm getting residual income. I certainly feel that way. I know our leaders feel that way, and many of you feel that way. But I'm going to tell you, that's a great hook right now. People are looking for that, and they're realizing. A lot of people are realizing right now, hey, that is an attractive thing in a business, to the ability to earn unlimited residual income. Again, from a solution standpoint, things are going to slow down over the next few weeks. People aren't traveling near as much. They're not going to have near as many meetings. So decision makers are going to be more available. There are people, I mentioned this on the call, but there are people that would not have taken our call a few weeks ago that will take our call over the next few weeks. And we'll pivot. We'll do those meetings via Zoom. We'll do them via conference call. But I believe that the number of decision makers, the prospecting that we do can all increase, and as well as the enrollments that we do, the idea that we can get this in front of employees. Again, a lot of that's going to be virtual over the next few weeks, and that's okay. You heard Marty Galano, those of you who were part of that webinar last night, you heard Marty Galano mention an enrollment that he did where he presented virtually to 16 people and 27 people enrolled. You say, well, how does that work? Well, it's because it was a virtual presentation, so they were able to share that information with other employees there at the company, and he ended up getting 27 out of 16. Not a bad enrollment. That's not something that you can always do when you're face-to-face. And I'm not saying that face-to-face is bad. I'm not saying that in a few weeks from now, when things do start getting back to normal, that we're not going to go back to doing some things face-to-face. And of course we will. What I am saying is what we have today and over the next few weeks is a very unique opportunity. And hats off to everyone who has the vision to recognize that. And I'm so excited. From a training standpoint, you know, we're going to continue to have excellent training. We've got online certification classes that you can sign up for. Some of those are reduced cost. If you're a field trainer, as we've been kind of preaching to all of our business solutions people, become a field trainer. If you're a field trainer, then you can access those at no charge. But even the reduced cost is a great deal. We have all of our advanced trainings that we're doing. Again, we've been doing those about once a month. Now we're ramping that up to once a week. Next Wednesday, we're going to have our next advanced training session featuring none other than Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum Executive Director. And he's going to be talking about recruiting professionals and building a team that focuses on solutions. How do you effectively support a team of individuals that do that? How did he do that? I mean, obviously, he's done that, one of the most successful books of business in the entire company. And so he's going to be sharing that. We're going to have other advanced training webinars on a weekly basis. So, again, folks, we've got a lot that's happening, a lot of exciting things that are going on. Don't forget about the March incentive. And for those of you who have solutions-focused individuals and associates on your team, don't forget about that incentive for solutions where all you have to do is open a group in the month of March and you get your name in a drawing for $3,000. And they're going to be giving away three of those. So $5,000 four times is better. And so I would absolutely recommend that everyone go out there and PC Pro qualify. That should be a no-brainer. But $3,000 three times is pretty darn good too. And it's like Chris Evans said a long time ago, If I offered you a $20 bill in one hand and a $100 bill in the other, what would you take? And the answer is I'll take both of them. So why not get your name in both drawings? And certainly, you know, those of you who have individuals on your team that are focused on business solutions, get them in that drawing. Help them open that group. All they have to do is open a group. I think it has to have four unique members, and they get in that drawing. And again, people are doing that virtually right now. I hope that the people that we speak to, be it a decision maker, be it a group of employees, that they feel the urgency in our voice to protect families more than ever right now. And I know that we've talked about that on calls already this week, but it's a very real thing. It's a very real risk that people face not having our services right now. I hope they feel that that urgency from all of us. And we'll continue to project that message because it's a real truth. And so, Mr. Tanner, thank you so much for the chance to join everybody here this evening. We've got, again, so much to look forward to in the coming weeks. I want to add my prayer of safety for everyone on our team, for everyone in this organization. I pray for you and absolutely wish you the very best in staying safe and in having success in these ways that we've talked about. Jim, with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Mr. Riches, thank you so much. I appreciate your thoughts and your leadership. And, you know, I can't help but think as you were talking on our Zoom call, on the North American Zoom for all of Legal Shield, and as you were outlining some of the materials that are going to be available and the resources that are going to be available to everybody, and as you mentioned just tonight on this call, how that is things that we've been used to here in the success team that we sometimes maybe even take for granted, that level of access. But I can't help but realize how gifted we all are in this opportunity to have the leaders like Mark and Mike Riches and so many others. And if I start making a list, I will most certainly leave off very important people, and I'm not going to start that list. As we close up this evening, though, I thought I would share a few personal feelings of my own, because I think this is historically Thursday night on the Success Team Leadership Call. You've been hearing from me now for many years, but you've certainly never heard from me in the moments or the situation or the circumstances that we all live in at the moment. And I've been thinking a lot this week. It's so interesting for Mike Riches to remind us that, you know, it takes people time to adjust to the change. I've been thinking a lot as I've observed change happen around me. Because as a work-from-home professional, as you all are, especially someone who's really been focused on recruiting and which I do from my home. I have a space set up in my home where I can be in a private space. And the reality is the day-to-day of my business has not changed. The world has changed around me. And I just am now really in the last few days wrapping my mind around how significantly different it is for others and having empathy for that and understanding that this is not the way that most people build their families, build their lives, build their futures. But for me, I have to have that empathy so that I don't personally say, well, what's the big deal? And of course, not to downplay or discount any of what anyone else is feeling, I just want to make the point that for many of us, we have been living and operating in this world of making our own schedule, controlling our own finances for a long time. And in thinking about that, I also started to think about the mission and how my personal philosophy around recruiting has shifted over the years. And if I can just be so transparent, and I've said this before, many of you are new because we're growing so quickly, but in full transparency, when I began my Legal Shield team, my motivations were all self-interest, 100% my self-interest. I wanted to build a team so that I could personally benefit from that team. I wanted to be in a leverage position. I had seen and heard the stories of people who were earning exceptional incomes from having their own organization of professional people producing, and then the ability to earn the overrides, to have that leverage position. I'd never had leverage before. I was delivering furniture full-time, working at the mall in a retail store part-time. I had certainly been leveraged, but I had never had a position of leverage, and I was learning from the books that I read at that time that one of the components of wealth is leverage. And I wanted that for my life. So in my own self-interest, I began to build a team. And early on, I struggled. And again, this is not new information for many of you. But early on, I really struggled to build a team because I was coming at team building with this incredible self-interest. I wanted to recruit someone onto my team because I knew that if I recruited them, then I would get to sell them a membership if they didn't already have one, which typically they did not, and I'd earn the commission for that. And as they went out and started marketing memberships, they would get paid, but also, more importantly to me, I would earn overrides, and if I could help them get Fast Start qualified, I'd earn a bonus for helping them get Fast Start qualified. It was all focused on how it benefited me, how it benefited what happened in my house. And I struggled early on. I think the universe knows when you're acting from self-interest. And I really struggled. And then it took my wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, who many of you have heard from, to really help me see that I could achieve everything I wanted in my business, to have that position of leverage, to be in a position of financial freedom and time freedom, to be a successful entrepreneur and business owner, to have everything that was possible with Legal Shield. All I really had to do was make a subtle but monumental shift. And it was the shift from self-interest to service. She taught me that if I would just go out to the marketplace and I would serve with my heart and show people our Legal Shield and ID Shield membership, not because I would get a commission, but because I knew that this was powerful. As a product, that it had helped me, that I didn't ever get upset in the face of being treated unfairly, that I had never panicked when I didn't know what my legal rights were because I was a Legal Shield member. She reminded me that I could tell those stories and that I could serve my community by sharing the membership with people, and that instead of acting in self-interest to earn a commission, I could act in service and the same commission would be a byproduct. And wasn't it interesting that that dramatically changed my ability to earn commissions? And I applied that same thing to recruiting. She taught me that instead of recruiting from the point of view of how it would benefit our family, let's go out there and recruit in how it would benefit society. that she said and reminded me that people wanted what I wanted, that they wanted options and choices and freedom, that people wanted to be able to work from their home and raise their own children, that people didn't want to have to tell their families they couldn't do something because they had to work. They didn't want to have to say, well, we can't do it this year, but we'll do it next year because they couldn't afford it. She knew that because of our incredible opportunity, because of our community of leaders that wanted to teach, that had already succeeded and wanted to teach it to the new people, and because of our incredible system, which we have here in Legal Shield, yes, but then even more robust within our team, our TMS and all of our technology, our cloud-based platform, the community, the opportunity, and the system combined. She said, everybody wants that. Go and give that to people. Bless them with that. Tell that story about the opportunity for them, and it will all come back and flood us. And we will be enriched through service, not through self-interest. I wanted to tell everybody that this evening because I really, as I've looked up, when I looked up and I went on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and I saw the first wave of people that were acting in self-interest in this moment. And I'm not saying in our team or even in our company, but in the home-based space, I see people posting in self-interest, in tone and demeanor of the things that they're communicating online. And those are the things I can see. What I can't see or hear are the conversations that people are having one-on-one over the phone, over Zoom, over Instant Messenger. But I understand the difference between acting in self-interest and acting in service. And as I shifted my personal business to service, everything I wanted that I could not get through self-interest started to come true. Now, in our family, we've become millionaire club members, six-figure ring earners, top recruiters, top teams in production, individuals that write the most business. So many things have been blessed upon our family while we focused on externally on the people that we could bless with this business. And that's what I want to remind all of you about tonight, because we are in unique and uncertain times. And our most basic instinct, our reptilian brain would suggest, act in self-interest. But if we act in service, I can promise you, historically, regardless of what's happening outside of your door right now in this moment, it has not changed the human experience. That people know when we're acting in self-interest. People can feel it when we're acting in service. How can we act in service with our incredible Legal Shield services, our membership, and our opportunity? How can you and I individually communicate to other humans individually the power of our service? Well, number one, we can tell stories of how we use our plan. And I hope everybody listening is using their plan, has always been getting their will done and updated when they come on, and teaching your team to do the same, asking legal questions, knowing your legal rights, not buying a membership in some capacity in your mind or saying, well, that's kind of part of the process. I signed up as a member too. No, we want you to have a membership to use your membership, to know the stories. Listen, I had my membership for a decade when I got here. I was bulletproof. You couldn't tell me that the membership wasn't powerful and worked. I knew it. I glowed in the dark. My feet didn't hit the floor when I thought about the membership. You might not have that level of conviction, but you gain that through using your plan. And you serve your community by telling the stories of how your Legal Shield membership has saved you time, money, heartache, headache. How in these uncertain times you are able to have certainty in important areas of your life, that you don't have to wonder if a hotel reservation is going to be refunded because you have Legal Shield. You don't have to wonder if your airline ticket is going to be refunded because you have Legal Shield. You don't have to wonder if you're going to be treated fairly in these times because you have Legal Shield. Tell those stories in service to the members of your community, to your friends, to your family. That's number one. Number two, the opportunity. As I started to say at the beginning of this, and I want to get back to this, I started building my team out of self-interest. I evolved to serve, and my team grew. I evolved to tell people how Legal Shield had benefited me and let them have the epiphany that maybe it could also be that for them. I started to talk about how it got me out of that delivery truck and in control of my life. And people would say to themselves, maybe it could be that for me too. And so I lived through that epiphany. But as I have evolved, because I've become a man in this business, I was a boy when I joined the business. I didn't have a family. I didn't have a daughter. And so much has changed for me. And so many times my mission and my focus has shifted. And most recently, when my daughter was born, I had this realization that I wanted whatever for everybody else, if they wanted it, what I just was receiving. That even though my mom had me when she was very young, she worked third shift at a factory, she did her best, but it was hard to have a tight family, a single mom working third shift in a factory. I wanted something different for my family experience. I wanted to be at everything. And you know what? From the very beginning, I was able to. And I didn't have to ask anybody else if it was okay. I was able to be at everything. And I started to really get focused on that. I wanted that shift to happen in other people's lives if they wanted it. So if you were around when my daughter was born, in the years since, you heard me saying, I want to return every mom and dad to their families. I want to return every mom and dad to their children so that when their children look up and crane their neck at the school assembly to see if their dad is there, they see that dad's face. See, I got crystal clear on my mission because I was that kid that looked up and didn't ever see his mom in the audience, and I remember the heartbreak of that. And so that's the way my mission moved. Now, here we are in this moment where everybody needs a shot in this economy to be in total control of what they do, to market a needed service, not something fluffy or extra or luxury, not something that people can do without, but something that people need now more than ever. We get paid incredible incomes to do that very thing, to serve our communities, and it unlocks a level of freedom and certainty in our individual families that are Legal Shield associates, some certainty in the fact that they can make money and have cash flow to get paid every single day for business that they're putting in and that their team is putting in, to have some certainty in uncertain times. As a servant in Legal Shield, I can't think of any more reason to stay up late on the phone, to get up early and get on the phone, to return one more text or voicemail. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of you who I have let down, and I've been dealing with you individually and saying, I'm sorry that it took me so long to call you back and text you back. And you know that it's because we're talking to so many people right now. We are in this incredible time where we can tell our Legal Shield story and we can help people that need this opportunity, but we have to do it as servants. And there's many ways that we can serve. Number one is to educate people that the fact that owning a home-based business is a legitimate and real thing. But that when you go deeper than that, there are different types of home-based businesses. And some of them are not that real and not that legitimate. But you're part of a company owned by Stone Point Capital, the majority owner, which is a multi-billion-dollar financial firm, making us a $2 billion company with millions of dollars in cash in the bank. We don't have to stock a garage or a house full of stuff. We don't have to sample drinks or shakes or creams. We market a real needed service. Our price is not pushed up for the purposes of compensation for us. We are offering legal services, the highest quality legal services, at the lowest price. You can't go to an attorney and get what we offer at Legal Shield for $24.95 a month for you and your whole family. There's no attorney that you can call that will give you 24/7 emergency access to them and thousands of other attorneys for $24.95 a month. There is no other identity theft protection plan that while people are preying on us when we most need to have certainty and protection in our lives and the bad guys are knocking harder at the door than ever before, you can't go somewhere for $24.95 and not only get monitoring for you and your entire family, but the added peace of mind of real protection when identity theft happens to you, to have restoration step in on your behalf. You can't get these things at these prices anywhere else. So there is a home-based business space where things are marked up and solve problems that don't exist in real American families, but we have a solution to real problems marked down, and at the same time, the highest commissions you could dream of, incentive dollars that you could ever dream of, cars and trips that you could never dream of. That's why we have this powerful business, and that's why it's so important that as servants we tell that story, because your friends and neighbors and coworkers and people from your church are looking right now for a way to earn money from home, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to join something that's not Legal Shield, that's not as powerful and well-funded, something that hasn't stood the test of time like Legal Shield. Something that doesn't have the people and the systems behind it like Legal Shield. Something that doesn't have Mark and Mike Riches behind it like what we have in our team here at Legal Shield. So you can go out into the marketplace and not yell and not spam your social media, but serve and communicate and have conversations and point people to information so that they can be educated to know that working from home is real. And real people are succeeding if you have a real company with a real product that's well-funded, that stood the test of time, that has a system, and it has a community of leaders that want to teach you how to do it, support you, cheer you on, and run with you. That's the messages we have to give tonight and tomorrow and over the days and weeks to come. But that's not all there is to do. There's also, again, this high touch that goes with all of our technology. The technology that enables us to work from home can easily strip away the humanity. There's a high touch element of what we do. There's an element of making sure that people know that you care, that they know that you're here to serve them, not to take advantage of them. There's an element of humanity that goes into all recruiting and marketing of memberships and marketing this service that sometimes confuses our newest associates because what they wanted was to drive traffic to a website, have that traffic convert to sales. But this is not transactional sales. This is not transactional sales. This is a mission of equal access to justice for all. And when you offer something in ordinary times, as powerful as equal access to justice at an affordable price, you're going to be met with skepticism in the marketplace. And now in these extraordinary times, these times of uncertainty, when you come to that marketplace and you say, we have a real solution to the problems that you're dealing with right now at a price that anybody could afford, the skepticism is going to be at its highest. And people are not going to care what you have until they know that you care. And so my final thought this evening is make sure people know that you care. Ask yourself, am I communicating what matters to them or what matters to me? Put them on the phone with a leader in the organization. Let that person tell their story. Take advantage of all of the Zooms and other things that we're going to have, but don't send people to the information. Take them to it virtually and intentionally. Walk hand in hand with them through the electronic system. And say, this is where we're going to be today at 9 a.m., and we're going to hear this man's story. And his story moved me, and I would like for you to hear it as well. And be there with them, even though we're not in the room together. We're in the world together. Even though we're not in a living room together, we're on earth together. We are real people. We are not disconnected, although we are home. We are not separated. Although we are home, we are a community of entrepreneurs that are winning together from home. We are a community of entrepreneurs that are never separated because of the things that bind us together. And the sadness that you've heard and experienced, and you maybe see it on the Facebook page, and you've picked up on it from Jeff Bell and others on the Zoom, that we're not going to be together is not because we're not having a big event with pyrotechnics and flashing lights and loud music. It's because this is our family reunion. And our hearts are broken that we're not going to be in a room together. And we're not going to high-five each other and celebrate and hug together. But we understand that there's work to be done regardless, and that this too shall pass, and that we will work hard and train and provide for our families and our communities now, and that we will celebrate even bigger when we come together in the fall in Charlotte, when the veil of this uncertainty is lifted, and so many of us have taken our businesses to even higher levels because we served first, because we were in contact, and we used the human element on the front end, not because we know how to drive traffic or build a website. All of those are important and valuable skills if you have them, but nothing is more powerful than your story of how you've used your membership. Nothing is more powerful than your story of how you got your first commission check from Legal Shield. Nothing is more powerful than how this business is going in your eyes and how you share that with others. And that's what I wanted to share with you this evening. And I'm going to end the call now saying that the challenge is not for us to keep our chins up, because we are an army of people that keep our chins up. We keep our shoulders back. If you've been with this team for any length of time at all, you know that we keep our chests out and we are proud of what we do when we market these services. We know that there is a mission, and that mission is not completed. That until every single North American has equal access to the justice system, until every North American has the ability to have a voice, and as entrepreneurs in this Legal Shield business, to be able to provide that voice to those that have never had a voice before, until every single one of us is protected, we are not done. So what we do is noble. Recruiting more people helps them, and it helps all of us to protect more people faster. That has not changed. So much has changed, and we are not going backwards. Things will never be the way they were, but not because of coronavirus, because that's how the world works. We go forward and we move on. We get a little bit older and our children grow. Our businesses flourish and our friendships become more impactful. We go forward, never backward. Not now, not ever. The question is, will you go forward intentionally, building an incredible business and empowering others to be entrepreneurs as we go forward together? Thank you to everybody who plugged in this evening. Thank you to Mr. Mike and Mark Riches. Have a great night.